Hey, this is Kite Girl Annabelle Drum, and thanks so much for listening to my page on celebrity life coaching on the website kitegirlcoach.com. Life at the top is a massive challenge. Hey, those who've never been there are constantly fighting for it. They want the attention, the glamour, fame, screaming fans, the clothes, the red carpet, the cameras. Hey, it just sounds like one big party to them. They have no idea of the pressure that you're under to perform, to behave, to come up with new material constantly. They don't know how heavily burdened you are with the responsibility of other people looking up to you. They've never had to manage finances that grow and shrink faster than the fickle fan base, or that you're expected to live up to the hype of your own publicity, especially if it's not really you, simply just a public persona. The higher you go, the less people there are around to advise and mentor or support you. Everyone expects, because you're at the top, you know everything you need already, on every topic, so the number of people you can talk to diminishes quickly. They believe you have your act together in every area of your life. Hey, money fixes that after all, don't you think? You're right. Those who mill around you on a daily basis have got their own agenda for being there. So if you ask for their opinion, you may be unsure that you're getting the truth you desire. And as new people come into your life, it takes longer to learn to trust them than before. These sound like the issues that you're handling? Well, Kite Girl is who you need. That's me. Let me tell you a little bit about the history of me. When I was a child, my father was a music conductor and arranger. Many times over, I'd see international stars coming into our house and chatting with Dad about their repertoire or running over arrangements for an upcoming tour. I learnt very early on that although there might be a crowd of neighbours waiting outside for an autograph, these famous people still just drank coffee or a cup of tea, went to the bathroom like anyone else. So my siblings and I grew up treating celebrities as regular people rather than a piece of public property to which you could help yourself. And as a young adult, I found celebrities liked hanging out with me simply because I treated them as equals. So as your celebrity coach, I like to work with you seeing eye to eye. You'll be treated with respect, with humour, with kindness, humanity, and with honesty. I give you full permission to feel like an idiot, not know stuff, be nervous, scared, uncertain, embarrassed, show yourself without makeup, be a fool, whatever. You are forgiven for being a not-so-perfect human, and my coaching is focused on helping you to find and get what you really want. My service is intimate and confidential always. I'm here for you, supporting you all the way. It's not necessarily to my advantage that you make more or do more than you already do. My own earnings will not be influenced by whatever decisions you make either, unlike your business colleagues, so I can always offer you a non-judgmental standpoint with no hidden agenda. I'm not a friend, family member, or someone you work with every day, so I can see the big picture of the life you live from an objective point of view. And this can help lift you out of the details too, so you can see your life and career from a higher perspective and be able to make wise decisions about where you're heading. My goals are the same for you as any other wonderful client of mine. I want to see you happy, enjoying your life and being as creative as you want to be, feeling safe, confident, and relaxed. So what qualifications do I have that allow me to be a celebrity life coach? Well, aside from graduating from the Results Coaching System, which is fully accredited with the International Coach Federation, I'm well experienced with performing professionally. I did that for about 10 years. I've been my own boss since 1990, ran a dance company for 6 years, and I promoted and coached my talent as an agent for 15 years, as well as being a wife, a mother, a divorcee, a leader, and an entrepreneur. Now, this is not usually a mentoring service that I offer, so I do not need to have done what you are going through. But my coach training, combined with life experience, allows me to help you pinpoint the underlying problem that you may not have picked up on before in the past, and help you move forward to a happier, healthier lifestyle and career. So let me just repeat that. I'm not about spending months or years analysing what's happened in your past. This is not the quickest way forward. Neuroscience has proven that. My eyes are in the front of my head, and so are yours. So we should be looking to the future and leaving the past behind, don't you think? So what other celebrities have I coached? Well, I'm not saying, sorry. I'm not a name dropper. The coaching relationship becomes an intimate one, and trust is paramount, so I don't discuss my clients with anyone. Coaching is also a high-level conversation, so I try to avoid discussing the finer details of what's going on with you. I am not interested in gossip. I avoid it, as well as those that work in the industry selling it. That is not my scene. If anyone broke into my home or office or hacked my computer, they wouldn't find any notes on my celebrity clients, so my system is a good one. And where do I coach? Well, hey, I understand that your schedule is crazy. You may be on the road traveling, touring, with a diary filled to the brim. I do have offices here in the CBD of Sydney in Australia, but most of my clients are international, so I work by phone, Skype, or encrypted iChat. We can coordinate our sessions together, just depending on whichever city you're in at the time, and we can use flexible hours. Have I ever been sued for my coaching service? No. I've had some great feedback, though, which you'll find dotted here around the website. My intentions are pure, and I take great joy in helping you find a suitable way to solve problems you've been trying to tackle in the past. So, come talk to me about the goals you'd like to achieve. I offer you the first session for free, just to see if we'll work well together. Now, I don't do first interviews with your staff, because I need to be happy that I can work with you too. This is a mutual thing. I would never boast of being the best coach in the world, and really, that's kind of subjective anyway, don't you think? Best means nothing if you can't get along with your coach. So talk to me. Let's set up an appointment, see if we can get along, and I'll show you how I work. Hey, you got nothing to lose.